Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes! All right. So WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now I'm feeling like it's game day.
Man. Halftime highlights, they used to be the best.
Yes.
Before you were born, Jack. That's how I used to get the highlights of all the other teams around the league.
Yes.
Was on Monday Night Football at halftime.
Was it the fastest 2 minutes with
Boomer? It was before all of that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, before that, man. With it started with Cosell.
Jeez.
Cosell and those guys, and then it went to Frank Gifford and his crew.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of who that – it was Gifford. Was it Al Michaels? I'm trying to remember who the Monday Night – how do I not remember the Monday Night Football crew?
Well, Al Michaels and Madden was.
I think Merlin
Olsen. Was Sunday. You're right. Yeah.
Merlin
Olsen. You're right.
Yeah.
That
was our childhood there.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lincoln Financial Field. Right? This is going to be madness.
Yes.
And what time do they open the gates? Six? Something
five,
like that?
I believe.
Five.
Yeah.
It is.
Get these maniacs in.
It is. They started. So they got here. I saw in the news. There were people here at
six
in the morning. They don't even open the lots until 1:15. And Philly never ceases to amaze me. And you see it over and over again. But every time I see it, it's hilarious. The lots open at 1:15. I pulled up around 12:30 or something. And there's a line of cars to get into every parking lot before the lots even open. The game's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be, a huge night. They are honoring Nick Foles, who is officially retiring an Eagle. Nick will be with you guys on the pregame show tonight at 7:20. Mm-hmm. So
Nikki Six.
Be a big moment. One of the biggest moments, I think, for the pregame show.
I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't wait for his Eagles chant. Is Giglio still going to make him stand up and lead the crowd?
Sure.
He's got to.
Yeah, think so.
Maybe even mixing the fight song.
Well, you think?
Might be pushing it.
There's nothing I would be rooting for more.
Tonight is a true test of Giglio. You've mentioned the big game voice. It's Monday Night Football.
Yes.
It's Nick Foles night at the Link. And if Giglio can't pull off the pregame show tonight, we have no hope for him.
No, we're calling Mac now.
Yeah. I know Mac now's got a big game voice. That's what I know.
100%. He was texting me this morning. He wanted to come down for the thing. I said Giglio might be a little nervous for the moment.
Yeah. So I've become, in the time in between games, I've become nervous about tonight's game. A.J. Brown out. I'm not convinced that Kirk Cousins is completely cooked. I see some big game or big play guys on the Falcons offense. Mm. So this game in my head has become an either-or game, has become iffy. I've become nervous. Ike, still confident.
Yeah.
Jack, he says he's confident. I don't know to believe him or not. Are you more nervous or more confident for tonight's game? 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
What's going on, fellas?
What's
Let
up,
me
Big
jump
A?
In my truck. I was just out the truck. Let me jump in here. Spike,
there you
know
go.
What, man? You've been nervous ever since that boy knocked you all up in your eye back in the day, man. Stop being nervous all the time.
Junior
right?
year of high school?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're still nervous. You're still shook from it.
I am shook
You know
from
what?
It.
I'm going to say 34-17. I'm going to just give it up real quick. My boy Covey going to have a touchdown tonight. How about that?
Ooh, plus 1,200.
Covey in the slot going to have a touchdown. All right? I'm calling
right.
a touchdown.
Okay. If you say
the
so.
Defense. The defense is going to play excellent tonight. It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game, but it's going to be a blowout. It's too much excitement going to be down the stadium for Atlanta to handle it.
Can I ask you something, Big A?
The crowd is going to be going crazy.
Let me ask you something, Big A, about excitement. I seem to remember the first home game after the Super Bowl. And there was a lot of excitement in the building after winning the Super Bowl.
Okay,
and the Eagles got booed going into halftime. So excitement in the building is nice, and there have been moments. I think the most excited I've ever seen the building was, what year was it? Was it 09 that all those things happened for us to get in the playoffs? I remember everyone running into the stadium. Running into the stadium at the same time.
That's what I'm going to say about this.
Now, that was a great moment.
The team is going to play well enough to keep everybody excited.
Okay. All right. They're
going
to
play well enough to keep everybody excited.
All right.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is a statue back there. Only thing you have to do is put a little pressure on him. Just, I don't care if you blitz. I don't care what you have to do to keep him off his square. He can't run. He's going to try to throw it quick. We got good corners. Slay has to play up instead of playing back. I can see some interceptions tonight. I just feel good about this game tonight, man.
Big A, it's not like statues haven't won a lot of football games playing quarterback in the NFL. The winningest quarterback in NFL history was a statue. Nick Foles was a statue. There have been a lot of statues. Peyton Manning was a statue. There have been a lot of statues who have won a lot of games. So, look, Kirk Cousins might be cooked, but the fact that he can't run actually doesn't seem to make much of a difference to me. That's all.
Okay. Just stay where you at. Just stay where you at. You can't pick him off the square. Just stay. Just at every point. Oh, it's that. I told you. Still scared.
You're calling up with Britton Covey touchdowns. Somebody's got to show the other side.
I'm giving you an underdog. See, I come with different stuff. I'm going to give you an underdog that's going to score a touchdown tonight.
All right.
Now, score a touchdown. Just give me a little props tomorrow. If you don't, I'll call humbly and say I was wrong.
That's fine. All right.
Big A. All right.
You know, Big A calling for a Britton Covey touchdown. He doesn't need to call up and apologize if he doesn't get one. Now, that's one of those no lose predictions.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, a Britton Covey touchdown.
You took a shot.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. What do you feel more about the game tonight, confident or nervous? Ike, what do you think the percentages are?
Oh, without a doubt, confidence.
Okay. You want to give me a number?
Yeah, let's go with 69%.
Not bad. 67%.
Wow. Damn. Over again, though.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be in the 70s, though. Yeah, but I thought it was in the 70s, and I was trying to guess lower.
Well, I know going over in these things is usually you can't do, but I still think your accuracy. Yeah, your accuracy is pretty impressive.
That's not that overwhelming.
No.
There's a good amount of nerves there.
Yeah, I think so. In general, I still don't think before the season we felt the nerves coming about the season, I think, generally, from people. Not nerves, but just sort of reality. And I don't know that the first game gave us really any more guidance as to what sort of team the Eagles are going to be this year. I think we had some questions answered. Quinyon Mitchell answered some questions. Saquon Barkley obviously answered some questions. But there were enough negative things in the game, I think, to keep people guessing. And I think that's part of the nerves, is a lack of understanding of what to expect from the Eagles.
Well, I mean, I think that's fair. But you also can grow from your first game to your second game. And I didn't see anything last week that isn't fixable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with the bad turnovers, I think that's something Jalen can recognize and be like, you know what? Sometimes you got to just live to fight another day. You got to be more calculated when you decide to take those type of risks. And just in those moments, we didn't really need it there. And I think he'll learn from that. I think he can learn from that. First is acknowledging that it was bad plays versus thinking, well, you know what? This is just my mentality, and if I see something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, some guys have that mentality as well. So I don't think he wants to be in that position of costing the team the game.
And having to answer the questions
about
it afterwards. Yes,
because you know it's not going anywhere.
No, not here.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and especially when the games are tight, those sort of decisions and those errors are the things that people will focus on when you lose a close game. You know, those sort of – you don't want to be the reason that the Eagles lost. And no matter what happens, if he turns the ball over a couple times and they lose a one-score game, people will point to those specific things happening.
Yeah, you know? Because it's a carryover from last year. And that would be, what, the last 12 games, Jack, or 11 games, whatever it is, if it continued tonight.
Yeah, so his last 10 games, he's 11 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, 7 fumbles.
Yeah, so you don't want to have that because that's a pattern that's showing that it becomes harder and harder to defend.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
I've noticed it in you, actually. Yes, it becomes, as a big backer, but the reality hits you in the face when it happens.
Yeah, when you hear that, 7 fumbles and what you say, 9 interceptions?
9 interceptions, yeah.
Yeah, in 10 games?
Well, and it's going to be it's a big test for Jalen because I'm sure he's heard all week, like, take care of the ball. I saw the sit-down with Kelsey. He talked about how he just wants to play point guard.
Okay, and, so he talked about that?
Yeah, he talked about just playing point guard, which is good, but we have to see it actually happen in the game first. I think he said the right things this week, but it's a big test for if there's growth there or if this is a real thing.
Yeah, when you get in that moment, how do you react?
And
what
sure,
do you do?
I'm like, I know there's no AJ, but I think there's still enough here to where we'll be able to tell.
I will say this. So Kellen Moore, too.
Right?
Like, he's the offensive coordinator. If you want to constantly dial up passing plays, well, then guess what? He's going to have to throw the ball. Right? You don't have to do that. And I'm not saying you're trying to keep Jalen from losing you a game or what have you. I'm just saying that you have another way of moving the football down the field that it does. You're not heavily reliant on Jalen just throwing the ball.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Throw all the time.
You know, another Kellen Moore thing to bring up right after we talk to Dave. 215-592-9494. More confident or nervous for tonight's game? Dave and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, man, guys, how you doing? I'd say I'm a little nervous because you never know what the football gods are going to give us this week. You know what I mean? We've got Brazil to go off of, but really it's just a small sample size.
You know, sure, it's a small sample size on everything.
Yeah. Yep.
True, indeed. I mean, we could take a little bit of, OTAs and everything, but I mean, our sample size is so small. What team are we going to see at home tonight? Are we a little relaxed because everybody lost? Or is everybody going to come out and try hard again?
Man, I hope there is no relaxing on their part because the 49ers and the Cowboys lost. You know, like,
yeah, and even the 49ers and Cowboys losing, that doesn't even mean anything.
Well, the Lions lost too.
The Lions as well.
It's the second week of the season.
Yep.
Like, nobody's season is over with. You haven't won anything just because you may win tonight. Like, you still got a long season to finish up. So if I'm the Eagles as players, they shouldn't even be thinking about what the Cowboys did, what the Niners did, what the Lions did. Like, they got to worry about taking care of Atlanta because you know what Atlanta doesn't want to do? Atlanta doesn't want to go 0-2.
Right. Especially when the Bucs are now 2-0.
Yes, they don't want to go 0-2. So you're going to get a desperate Atlanta Falcon team in here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolute.
Well, keep the nerves, Dave. They're healthy, I think.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.
Healthy nerves. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
So the other thing that from – obviously, Kellen Moore is the person who's calling the plays, and it's on him to make sure that he's not doing things that will put the team in jeopardy of turning the ball over. The other thing that falls on him, and we may never know what this dynamic is like. We may never know, but – his sort of direct one-to-one coaching of Jalen and decisions he's making in the offense, especially with Nick being out of that picture, is something that's incredibly important too. That we're never going to
Neusmeyer too.
Yes, right.
QB coach,
but it's on them now.
Yeah,
you know, so it's obviously on them to call plays that are not going to that put Jalen in a better position. But it's also on them for plays that they believe that he should be able to make. If he doesn't make them for one reason or another, helping him diagnose what those issues are and changing them moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, especially with Nick not being involved directly with that this year.
I expect it to be in the passing game a bigger night for Devontae and Dallas Goedert. And primarily because Jalen is familiar with those guys. He's been practicing with them for years. They understand where he's going to put the ball. He understands where they want the ball put. Like, Jahan Dotson, he may get a couple of targets just to keep the defense honest, but the rapport between the quarterback receiver, that takes time to where you get that comfort level. Jalen is going to lean back on what he knows, and what he knows is Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert.
Well, and the thing that you said at the top of the show about one of the sort of trickle-down effects with A.J. not being there is the Falcons saying, okay, well, Saquon Barkley, we saw what happened in week one. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is not going to beat us. Yeah. So go ahead, Jalen, you beat us.
Yeah.
And boy, if that isn't an interesting challenge for week two, given the errors that and mistakes that he made in week one.
Yeah. It's also not an excuse for Kellen Moore to go away from Saquon.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I honestly think this could be a battle, old-fashioned battle, of running backs. Like, that's who's leading the charge tonight. You got Bijan on the other side. You got Saquon on this side. Backs are very similar to each other. Bijan is really a younger version of Saquon, right? And Saquon still has that energy, that newfound energy in him that he's gotten since he got here to Philadelphia. He's going to feel this crowd tonight for the first time, right? He's going to feel that energy in the building tonight for the first time as a Philadelphia Eagle on national TV. So he's juiced up for tonight. It's been a good game between the running backs.
Dude, imagine going from having to be on that MetLife at MetLife
right.
Stadium, being a Giant, it being dead.
Like when was it ever, except for that playoff year, they didn't have a home game, right?
No, they went to Minnesota.
Yeah,
so when does he ever play in the type of energy he's going to experience here tonight?
Oh, nothing.
The open practice was a better NFL experience for him than being a Giant.
I don't think there is a worse combination for a good atmosphere anywhere in sports than the combination of that stadium, MetLife Stadium,
yeah.
and Giants fans who are not... Not the
not
craziest.
Not a raucous crowd.
Yeah, they're not like Jets. Jets fans are crazy. Mm-hmm. Giants fans are not. So the combination of a sterile stadium and then sterile fans, you know, I agree with you. I don't think that Saquon has experienced anything like this since he was at Penn State.
Penn State Saquon tonight.
Oh, Penn State. Yeah, that's not the same type of crowd. It's just a lot of people. It's not.
Well, like, I don't know.
It's not a raucous. It's not a raucous crowd.
It's like the Big House.
I know.
They don't intimidate. The Big House ain't intimidating either.
Not at all. Yeah.
So, we mentioned it a couple of times. A lot of.
I never won in either place.
No, you sure didn't. Or a bowl game.
Wow.
Sorry. The Falcons.
Hey, Spartans 3-0, buddy.
That's right. Yep. Never a doubt.
Let me ask you this: it seems like so far this season, quarterbacks have not had the success that we have seen for the last decade or so in the NFL. The numbers are lower, yardage totals are lower, touchdowns are lower, interceptions look up.
Yeah.
Do you think that is something about it? I guess, what do you think that is, and does it make you change at all how you feel about Jalen's week one, seeing how other quarterbacks are struggling?
No, I just think it's a slow start for a lot of the guys around the league. I mean, for me, it doesn't change anything about Jalen. To me, those throws were about his decision to make the throws. Like, it doesn't necessarily say now he's a bad quarterback or I can't win with him. It's just you can't make those throws. You're smarter than that. You're a better quarterback than that. They make Will Levis type plays, like just bonehead plays. So I'm okay with that. Maybe the defenses are just ahead of the offenses right now around the league.
Well, I wonder if it is a big picture.
It does
thing.
Seem like that with all the quarterbacks around.
Well,
the league.
So the passing numbers after the first week of the season, or the first 2 weeks, they're down 20 touchdowns from last year, which is down 20 touchdowns from the year before.
Okay.
There's like 64 passing touchdowns the first 2 weeks.
So that. It leads me to two questions. Is one of them is defensive scheming. Normally what happens in sports is that offense gets ahead of defense and then defense catches up.
Yeah.
And I wonder if defense has caught up in in certain ways to the way the rules are. Remember, there's been a lot of rule changes over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years to create offensive advantages. I wonder if defenses have caught up. And then the other thing I wonder about is I bet on the whole defensive players play more in preseason than offensive
players.
That's
what I was just getting ready to say.
Yep.
It's a lot easier for these coaches to put their defensive players out there and let them play during the preseason than they want to put their precious offensive guys out there on the field. I mean, just think about it. How many quarterbacks actually get live action?
And the ones that do get a considerate amount of live action. I'm not talking about one series.
Right, exactly. And then when they do play, how many of them are playing more than just a series or two? And then that, next thing you know, you have to go out here and play a full game at full speed. And you're not used to the game speed just yet.
Yep.
So processing the information quickly doesn't necessarily register for you as a quarterback. You're seeing things in slow motion in a controlled environment versus in a chaotic environment, which is what a game can be like when you're getting out there for the first time. So I think that is part of it, not playing in the preseason.
Well, I also think that running the football is back. Like, you've seen a lot more like two touchdown games from running backs.
But I wonder if that is due to the defensive adjustments that teams are making that is slowing down the passing.
Yeah.
You know, which came, it's a, you know, the all-time battle, as we've talked about, chicken and egg. Mm-hmm. Which came first? Did the defensive adjustment cause the running, or did the running, you know, or is this just a decision by teams to run more? And I think it's probably a defensive thing that has caused an adjustment by the offense.
Yes, because once they decide to go with two high safeties.
Right.
And they're not going to let you throw the ball. These receivers are so good in today's game. And teams used to have one good wide receiver. Now teams have two of them. Like that's how good the receivers are coming out of college football, that everybody doesn't have a problem loading up on two or three guys because everybody wants that offense that the Dolphins had. So my point in saying that is that you'll get safeties and coordinators that are playing more too high to keep everything in front of them and daring teams to be patient with running the ball.
Right.
They're saying, we'll give you a six-man box. Let's see how patient you are in sticking with the run.
Which, by the way, makes turnovers all that more important because in that sort of offense, there's fewer big plays, and you do have to be more patient. And I would say that on some level, the defense is just trying to bait you into not being patient, into going for a chunk when it's not there.
And it took a perfect throw from Jalen last week to AJ, and then it took about 50 yards and running after the catch?
For that big play.
For that to be a touchdown. So that wasn't even a bomb down the field. That was more AJ running after he caught the ball.
Are you more confident or nervous for tonight's game? I, nervous. Jack and Ike, confident. 215-592-9494. I am confident that our next guest is going to help us solve one of the biggest mysteries of our time. Jeremiah Trotter joins us next to solve the mystery. Did Ike Reese start that fight between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles that got both Ike and Jeremiah Trotter thrown out of the game before it even started?
Tell the truth, Trot.
Yeah, we need his honesty. No more fake news Reese over here.
Nope.
We're coming to you from Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.